Avodah Zarah chapter 2, Mishnah 7. So in the last Mishnah we did things that were forbidden to be eaten. This Mishnah says, Eile mutarin b'achila. These things that we're going to list now are permitted to be eaten. So these you can eat from a Gentile. And they are, Chalav shechal v'goy v'Yisrael ra'ehu, milk, which the Gentile has milked while a Jew oversees it over there. So there, if there's a Jew watching, we're not worried that he's going to mix in any milk from an unkosher animal. And so if there's Jewish supervision, that would be permitted. Vadvash, honey of a Gentile, is permitted. There's no suspicion that anything's been added into the honey. That would be, mess up the honey, So that would be permitted. Vahadavdanius, afalpi shemanatfois, clusters of grapes, even though they're dripping, ain't by mishum hechshe mashke, they do not render susceptible to impurity. So there's two things going on, one over here. First of all, that we don't worry that the dripping is, there's any issues of libation wine. So that's okay. And then also, we hold, remember that in order for food to become impure, it has to be wet first. So this over here, doesn't fulfill that requirement. And why? Because he doesn't want the dripping, right? Remember, he has to want it to become wet. So he doesn't want the dripping because he wants the grapes for food. He doesn't want liquid dripping off them. So they don't, they're not susceptible to impurity. So those grapes you could eat. There'd be no problem. It's also any pickled food, which it's not usual to add wine or vinegar. So the minute there's no wine or vinegar, there's no precautionary decree over there. But tarisha in a trufa, the taris fish, which is not minced. If it was minced, we were worried what else was added into the mixture. But over here, it's not minced up. And even if it was, he brings over here, even if it is like partially minced, but not completely, so you could still see what was in there, so that would be okay. But tzirsh shiesh badaga, bran, which contains these kilbit fish, which mentioned in the last Mishnah, that if these little fish were swimming around, so then you knew it was from a permitted species. So that would be, you could eat that. Va'ale shel chiltis, also the leaf from the chiltis plant, which was a kind of plant, so the leaves weren't usually cut up. Because there were, yesterday we mentioned other parts of this plant which were cut up, and we were worried that the knife was, had something on it. But the leaf was not usual to be cut up, so you could eat the leaves. Havazasim gluskaios hamagalvilin, also olives in round loaves. So these were olives which they put in round containers to soften them up. And we don't worry over here that they sprinkled wine over them. They didn't use to do that. So you could eat these olives. They were just like pickled olives. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hashluchin, Asurin. Rabbi Yossi says very soft olives. So those would be Asurin because they're forbidden, because there we are worried that they sprinkled wine on them. So that would be forbidden. The Chagavim Abom Min Haslula Asurin. Locusts which come from small baskets are forbidden because we worried they sprinkled them with wine. That was the custom. That's what they did with them. But if they came from the storeroom, so then mutarin, they were permitted because they didn't sprinkle the locusts in the storeroom with wine. They would like go off, they would go frot over there. So you could buy like the locusts. Obviously, these are talking about the permitted, locusts that you're permitted to eat when we had that tradition. But so you couldn't buy them from the front of the store. That's where the wine was sprinkled. But from the storeroom, they hadn't yet sprinkled them with wine. So you could buy them from the storeroom. And then finishes off the Mishnah, V'chein l'shruma, similarly for truma. So if a Kohen had a store, and he was selling truma over there, so you can't, obviously, another Kohen could come and buy the truma. But a normal Jewish person couldn't go and buy the truma over there. But when it comes from the storeroom, if you bought stuff from the storeroom, so then you could assume that it was actually not truma, it was chulin, it was normal food. And we're not worried that he's also like not telling you the truth and selling you truma, because if that was ever found out, his whole stock in the back would be forbidden by the rabbis, would come in, say, you're right, no one can buy from this coin. So his whole stock would become forbidden. So you could buy from him from the storeroom. Right, but you couldn't buy from him what was outside. We assume what's outside in front of his shop, that's all truma. So you as a normal Yisrael can't go and buy that.